Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
I don't even know who most of these people are.
You don't think?
I mean, I guess I maybe like know some of them, but who the hell is Eric B. and Rakim?
I'm not familiar with that one either. All the rest I'm familiar with.
Sounds like some local act you'd see at the American Legion.
But would they sell out the Vogue?
I don't even know who they are.
That's the question. Okay, so we're talking about the Rock Hall of Fame nominees. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, by the way. So every year they come out with this list of nominees, and then they open it up to fans to vote on who they think should be inducted. And then a few months later, they reveal who will actually be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What? And that is coming up on Sunday. They're going to reveal, out of all these nominees, who will actually get in.
And it becomes like any other Hall of Fame, where the very early classes are very good, and you know, for the first 10 or 15 years this was fine, and then it just got ridiculous. I think in the late 80s was when they started the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was 88 or something like that, maybe a little earlier than that. And it was, you know, the usual Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Beatles. I mean, all those people went in. But by the early 2000s, then they start trying. The show itself becomes the thing rather than the actual nomination. And then they start getting squirrely. And now you get these R&B artists and rappers and, I mean, you know, metal bands. And it's like these people aren't. I mean, the only ones I saw on this list who I would say there's of all these people, there's three that I would say, yes, Frampton, just for Frampton Comes Alive, one of the all-time greatest rock albums ever produced, Foreigner, like real Foreigner, like with Lou Gramm and Mick Jones, Foreigner.
Yeah.
And probably Cher, I would think, would qualify because of the impact Sonny and Cher had. And then obviously she went on to have a kind of an extensive career that was pretty strong after that. So I would say there are three of the people on this list who I would say yes to.
Who should make it? Okay, so to be eligible for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, an artist's first commercial recording must have been released 25 years prior to nomination.
Sinead O'Connor's on this. Sinead O'Connor, other than that one song where she's wailing inaudibly, nothing compares. Can anybody name another Sinead O'Connor
song?
She
didn't even write that one. That was written by Prince.
Yeah, that's what my point.
So she should be inducted for a song that she didn't write. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. It's easy to sit here and talk about all these artists and their songs. It's a different thing. When you listen to them, you might come away with a different opinion.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne's on here too. You probably got to say yes to him.
Okay, so let's see if you can quickly identify all of these artists.
Is it Rakim and Gerald?
Thumbs
or
up or
was?
Thumbs down if you think that they should make it in. You ready?
All right,
here we go.
That's Mary J. Blige, right? Is that?
That's Mariah Carey.
That's Mariah Carey, okay. No.
Doesn't belong. Okay.
That's Frampton.
Yep.
Yes.
He's one you think you should get.
Absolutely. Okay. That's Foreigner. That's good Foreigner. So that's a yes.
Okay.
That's Cool in the Gang. No.
Doesn't belong?
No. I mean, I've got a very high bar for my Hall of Fame. That's Sinead O'Connor, right? Billboard says she's like the favorite to get in. How is that?
Posthumously.
That's obviously Ozzy Osbourne. That's a yes.
So you're definitely leaning the rock guys need to get in.
Well, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I mean, am I way off? What I really want to know is that Lenny Kravitz?
Yes.
No, he's not. Can we stop for a second? People are going to get mad at me.
Pause it.
People are going to get mad at me on this. Lenny Kravitz, to me, is the most overrated person in the history of ever.
Like, you think so?
Women love him because he's a beautiful man. And look, I'm not disputing that Lenny Kravitz is a very well-assembled human being. But in terms of actual tangible success that you're like, other than the Fly Away, he did the Fly Away song. That was a big hit.
He did Fly Away. He did a version of American Woman.
That's right. He did do that.
His first song, Let Love Rule, was really good.
Okay, so you know our rule. You got to have two or you got to have three to be a megastar.
All right. Well, he's got Are You Gonna Go My Way, Fly Away.
I've never heard of that first song, though.
Let Love Rule, the one that I mentioned?
No.
Fly Away.
No, Fly Away. I've heard Fly Away. And he did American Woman. I've heard of those two.
And then Are You Gonna Go My Way was another big one.
I never heard of that song.
The one we just played?
Do you think he should be in? Yeah, I know
maybe
you.
Maybe not yet.
Oh, so, oh, perfect. See, I'm covered. Yeah, great. Yeah. Thank you.
I think there's other people that could be considered. All right, let's continue on. See if you can recognize these other ones.
Is that Oasis?
Yes.
Yes.
In or out?
No.
Out. No. I agree with you.
That's Cher.
Mm-hmm.
She would be in.
Yep. Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction. Wait, they're on the list. Jane's Addiction? That's Dave Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews?
Yeah.
He's not rock and roll, is he?
Yeah.
That's Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
Yes.
No way. She even says her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. I think this is...
Is that...
Are you familiar with this one?
Yeah, but is that
Sade.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll get this one.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Is that a Tribe Called Quest?
It is a Tribe Called Quest. Yes. You did pretty well on recognizing.
I got more than I thought I would get.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Sade and Oasis. Dave Matthews Band won the fan vote back in 2020, and they didn't get in.
But hey, Styx isn't in, Casey.
They'll announce all the people that are being inducted on Sunday. You're listening to The Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC.